consent, IEP and IFSP. 34 CFR section 300.300 and 34 CFR section 303.420. Parent consent. A public agency must get parental consent to assess a child for both early intervention and special education and related services. And before providing early intervention and special education and related services for the first time, parents have the right to withdraw consent at any time. There are some exceptions to consent for evaluation. Consent means that the parents have been fully informed of all information relevant to the activity for which consent is sought, in their native language or other mode of communication, understand and agree in writing to the carrying out of the activity for which their consent is sought, and the consent describes that activity and lists the records, if any, that will be released and to whom, and understand that the granting of consent is voluntary and may be revoked at any time. If parents withdraw consent, it does not cancel out an action that occurred between the time the public agency received consent and before its withdrawal. If the parent revokes consent in writing for their child to receive special education services after the child is initially provided special education and related services, the public agency is not required to amend the child's education records to remove any references to the child's receipt of special education and related services because of the revocation of consent. IEP, Part B. Parental consent for initial evaluation. A public agency must obtain parental consent before conducting an initial evaluation of a child to determine if the child is eligible for special education and related services, and before providing special education and related services for the first time. Before a public agency can conduct an initial evaluation of a child to determine whether the child is eligible for special education and related services, the public agency must provide parents prior written notice of the proposed action and obtain informed consent from the parent before conducting an initial evaluation and must provide the parent with a copy of the procedural safeguards notice in addition to the prior written notice. The public agency must make reasonable efforts to obtain informed consent for initial evaluation to decide whether the child is a child with a disability that requires the provision of special education and related services. If the parent of a child enrolled in public school or seeking to be enrolled in public school does not provide consent for initial evaluation, or the parent fails to respond to a request to provide consent, the public agency may, but is not required to, pursue the initial evaluation of the child by utilizing procedural safeguards discussed further herein, such as mediation or a due process complaint. If a parent of a child who is homeschooled or placed in a private school by the parents at their own expense does not provide consent for the initial evaluation or the re-evaluation, or the parent fails to respond to a request to provide consent, the public agency may not use the consent override procedures described above. A parent's consent for initial evaluation does not mean the parent also gives consent for the public agency to start providing early intervention or special education and related services to their child. Special rules for initial evaluation of wards of the state. If a child is a ward of the state and is not living with his/her parents, the public agency does not need consent from the parents for an initial evaluation to determine if the child is a child with a disability if, despite reasonable efforts to do so, the public agency cannot find the child's parent, the rights of the parents have been terminated in accordance with state law, or a judge has assigned the right to make educational decisions and to consent for an initial evaluation to an individual other than the parent. Parental consent for services. A public agency must obtain informed consent before providing special education and related services to a child for the first time. A public agency must not use mediation or due process procedures to obtain an agreement or a ruling that special education and related services may be provided to the child without parental consent if the parents refuse to give consent for their child to receive special education and related services, or do not respond to a request to provide consent for the provision of special education and related services for the first time. If the parents refuse to give consent for their child to receive special education and related services for the first time, or if the parents do not respond to a request to provide consent, the public agency is not in violation of the requirement to make a free appropriate public education, FAPE, available to their child, and is not required to have an individualized education program, IEP, meeting, or develop an IEP for their child. Withdrawal of parental consent for services. If a parent of a child withdraws consent in writing for the continued provision of special education and related services, at any time after the public agency begins the initial provision of special education and related services, the public agency is not required to amend the child's education records to remove any references to the child's receipt of special education and related services because of the revocation of consent. May not continue to provide special education and related services to the child, but must provide prior written notice to the parent of the parent's written request to stop all special education and related services before ceasing the provision of special education and related services. May not use mediation or due process procedures to obtain agreement or a ruling that the services may be provided to the child. Will not be considered to be in violation of the requirement to make FAPE available to the child because of the failure to provide the child with further special education and related services, and is not required to convene an IEP team meeting or develop an IEP for the child for further provision of special education and related services. Withdrawal of consent does not cancel out an action that occurred between the time the public agency received consent and before the withdrawal of consent. Parental consent for reevaluations for IEP children and youth only. A public agency must obtain informed consent before it conducts a reevaluation of a child, unless the public agency can demonstrate it took reasonable steps to obtain parental consent for reevaluation, and the parent did not respond. If parents refuse consent for new assessments, the public agency may, but is not required to, seek to override the parent's refusal by using mediation or due process procedures to challenge the parent's refusal to provide consent. As with initial evaluation, the public agency does not violate its obligations under the IDEA if it declines to pursue new assessments. Documentation of reasonable efforts to obtain parental consent. A public agency must maintain documentation of reasonable efforts to obtain parental consent for initial evaluations, to provide special education and related services for the first time, for re-evaluations, and to locate parents of wards of the state for initial evaluations. The documentation must include a record of the public agency's attempts to obtain parental consent, such as detailed records of telephone calls made or attempted and the results of those calls, copies of correspondence sent to parents and any responses received, and detailed records of visits made to the parent's home or place of employment and the results of those visits. Other consent requirements. Parental consent is not required before a public agency reviews existing data as part of your child's initial evaluation or re-evaluation, or gives your child a test or other evaluation that is given to all children unless, before that test or evaluation, consent is required from all parents of all children. The public agency may not use a parent's refusal to consent to deny the parent or the child any other service, benefit, or activity. If a parent homeschools their child or enrolls their child in a private school at their own expense, a public agency may not use mediation or due process procedures to override consent. And the public agency is not required to consider the child as eligible for services under 34 CFR sections 300.132 to 300.144 if the parent does not provide consent for their child's initial evaluation or re-evaluation, or the parent fails to respond to a request to provide consent. In addition to the actions for which the IDEA requires parental consent, initial evaluation, initial provision of services, and re-evaluation, Maryland law requires that an IEP team must obtain the written consent of a parent if the team proposes to enroll the child in an alternative education program that does not issue or provide credits towards a Maryland high school diploma, identify the child for the alternative education assessment aligned with the state's alternative curriculum, or include restraint or seclusion in the IEP to address the child's behavior as described in COMAR 13A.08.04.05. If the parent does not provide written consent to any of the proposed actions listed above, the IEP team must send the parent written notice of their consent rights no later than 5-5 business days after the IEP team meeting informing them that the parent has the right to either consent to or refuse to consent to the action proposed, and if the parent does not provide written consent or a written refusal within 15 business days of the IEP team meeting, the IEP team may implement the proposed action. If the parent refuses to consent to any of the proposed actions listed above, the public agency may use the dispute resolution options listed in Education Article Sections 8-413, Mediation or Due Process, to resolve the matter. IFSP Part C. Parent consent for services through an IFSP. Parents must give written informed consent before all screenings, evaluations, and assessments of the child and family, initiating the provision of early intervention services and additional assessments. If written consent is not given, the local lead agency shall make reasonable efforts to ensure that the parent is fully aware of the nature of the evaluation and assessment or the services that will be available, and understands that the child will not be able to receive the evaluation and assessment or the services unless written consent is given. Parents also have a right to decline services. A parent of an eligible child may determine whether they, their child, or other family members will accept or decline any early intervention service, and may decline this service after first accepting it without jeopardizing other early intervention services. If a parent chooses to continue early intervention services for a child 3 or older through an extended IFSP, an educational component must be included. If the parent does not want the educational component, they are not eligible to receive early intervention services. Parental consent for additional assessments or evaluations. A public agency must obtain informed consent before it conducts additional individualized evaluations and assessments of a child. If a parent does not give consent, the lead agency must make reasonable efforts to ensure that the parent is fully aware of the nature of the evaluation and assessment of the child that would be available, and understands that the child will not be able to receive the evaluation and assessment unless consent is given. If parents refuse consent for additional evaluations or assessments, the public agency may not use due process procedures to challenge the parent's refusal to provide consent.